Welcome. Today we're going to make your jungle and drum and bass sessions faster, clearer, and way more fun to work in. In this lesson you'll learn a simple, powerful naming and coloring system in Ableton Live, built around DNB needs, fast drum chopping, rolling bass lines, lots of break edits, and heavy routing. By the end you'll have a reusable template, obvious groups and buses, and a visual language that tells you what every track does at a glance. Why this matters: jungle sessions get messy fast. Clean names and consistent colors cut down the searching, reduce context switching, and keep you in the creative flow. Think of this as building a control surface with your eyes. What we'll build: you'll create a small, reusable live set template that includes a disciplined naming convention using numbers, short category prefixes, and state suffixes, color-coded tracks and groups for quick visual scanning, two basic bus chains, a drum bus and a bass bus, using live stock devices, named and colored return tracks for reverb, delay and saturation, a save template you can open at the start of every session. Let's walk through it step by step. I'll include practical settings you can copy, plus teacher tips to avoid common pitfalls. Step 1. Create the basic track skeleton. Open Live and start a clean set. Make the following tracks in this order, naming them as you type the names into Live. Using numbers keeps things in place when you add tracks later. Create these tracks: 01 drums kick as an audio track, 02 drums snare as an audio track, 03 drums breaks as an audio track for your chopped breaks, 04 drums hats as audio or MIDI depending on your workflow, 05 drums perk as an audio track, 06 drums drumbus as a group track. This will hold your processed drum bus chain. 07 bass SUB as an audio track for pure sub content. 08 bass main as a MIDI track for your main synth bass. 09 bass grit as an audio track for distorted slash top layers. 10 synth leads as a MIDI track. 11 Atmos pads as MIDI or audio. 12 FXDX for one-shot transitions, risers and impacts, 13 vocals if you need it, and add 3 return tracks and name them A reverb, B delay, C sat. Teacher note: use short, consistent labels. Keep spaces to a minimum for exports and collaboration. If you plan to export stems or share with others, machine-friendly names like 01 drums kick v01 are safer. Step 2. Color coding with intent. Assign colors deliberately so weight and function are obvious. Practical color map to get you started: kick and breaks, deep maroon or dark red, these are low and heavy. Snare and main hits, orange, punch and snap. Hats and perks, yellow or lime, high and transient. Bass sub, very dark navy or purple, the darkest shade. Bass main and grit, purple to magenta for mid slash high bass energy. Synths and atmos, cyan or teal. Effects, gray or silver. Returns, reverb equals distinct blue, delay equals amber, saturator equals burnt orange. Right-click the track header and assign track color. Do it consistently, pick 3 or 4 visual rules and apply them every project. Teacher tip: avoid using a different color for every single track. This audio version is shortened for playback.